Blog Talk Radio.
Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise God for you today. I tell you, we're just flat out excited about what God is doing and what he's going to do even today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is a tsunami of healings and blessings coming your way today, a tsunami, hallelujah, of blessings and healings coming your way today, hallelujah. Oh, we bless God for you, hallelujah. And I just want to let you know that we have live services, we're simulcast, we're live in the sanctuary of the, hallelujah, of the pastors in the lower level. We're closer to God at 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Northeast Baltimore. Hallelujah. We are glory to God. Having a time today in God's house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have our live services once a week, that Sunday at 3 o'clock. And praise God. If you can join us, that's all right. And we just start. So if you're on your way, that's all right. You're not too late. Come on now. Hallelujah. But we're having a time in God's temple today. Hallelujah. And I want to dedicate a couple of songs. One song I want to dedicate to the mighty men of valor. And then the other song I want to dedicate to the mighty vessels of honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are on fire for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. We're going to key it up right now and get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. He stands for truth. The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside of you. He's the king that has all authority and all power. Let God speak into your life. The mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you, than he that is within the whole world.
Come on now.
My Lord is a man of war. The onward Christian soldiers marching out to war. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be two men in our homes for our entire family. Teach the family how to work God through Father. For your children don't have to look to the world for advice. They know they have a true Father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on plane. You can't press the set. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept.
Hallelujah.
His word gives us marching orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ. In the army, the Lord God's army, we are part of his salvation army. He is the vine and we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We rebel. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ, and we stand strongly, brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the 50. All you have to do is take it for G-O-D. The battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, his presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as a sword. The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. In which we are carriers of the Ark of the Lord. Shout out to the Lord. He hears the heart's cry. We give you all. Let him hear your battle cry.
Be
the Messiah's mighty man. We are spiritual armed men. We're resting out against flesh and blood. We feel that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus.
Yeah.
He's the greatest friend that you earnestly need.
Hallelujah.
Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you're weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty man of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of the Spirit and prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy single-handed. The mighty man of valor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking to all of you mighty men of valor out there. Hallelujah. We're talking to Ronald Harris. Hallelujah. We're talking to overseas Norman Nevins. We're talking to a Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon and another Earl and another Earl. Glory to God. And David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're talking to, hallelujah, another David and Calvin. We're talking to, hallelujah, Pastor Lewis Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're talking to a Lewis, a Knight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This glory to God. Hallelujah. We're talking to Leroy Calvin. We're talking to Raymond Banks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank, hallelujah. And we're talking to Reggie and Sterling and David and Barry and Scooter and Alan. Glory to God. And Donald Carter. Hallelujah. We're talking, hallelujah, to God. We're talking to, hallelujah, Pastor East End Water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about David Williams, hallelujah. We're talking glory to God. Oh, bless your holy name. Glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. We're talking to Julius and Justin, hallelujah. And Joshua, and another Joshua, and another Joshua, and Joseph, and another Joseph, and another glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking to all you mighty men of valor, hallelujah. Glory to young boys and young men and older men, hallelujah. We're talking to all of you, all the mighty men of valor. Oh, we bless God for you today. to read the word. God bless you. Oh, yeah, no, she could have another way. Oh, yeah, no, she could have. Hallelujah. Denise Brown. Hallelujah. Another easy Brown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, no, she could have another way. Hallelujah. Sister Nancy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Rachel, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reverend David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. She came in the name of the Lord. Martin James. Hallelujah. Lamar Smith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nita Smith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Katina, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Teresa McLeod, Janetta McCoy, hallelujah. Glory to God, Yadavoshaka. Anthony Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Come on out, all praises. To the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. It is wonderful. Where the soprano singers. Come on, just sing the Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, for this is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, closing us in our right mind. We thank you, Lord God, for the activity of our limbs. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for bringing us through this day up to this time and point. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Pastor Peaches, we can't hear you coming through the speakers. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay, there you go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is that better?
Yes, that's much better.
Hallelujah.
And I apologize. I didn't tell folks to housekeeping suggestions. So can I do that before you start?
Hallelujah. Help yourself.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. Yes. You've tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And this is your host, Pastor Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches. And the housekeeping suggestions are as follows. Hallelujah. We want you to get a pen, pencil, or magic marker, or flare. Something to write with, and then something to write on. We do suggest a composition notebook. so you can have all your notes and your scriptures all in one place, and also get your bread or your cracker or your wafer or your toaster, whatever you're going to use for Holy Communion, because we're going to have Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Get your juice or your drink that you're going to use, hallelujah, and have it ready for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. That's our housekeeping suggestions. And, of course, if you want to contact us, you can do so by phone after the end of today's service, which is a 90-minute service, and that's 410-444-5152. That's 410. Hallelujah, 444-5152. If you want to drop us a line, sow some seed or whatever, have a question, and you want to drop us a line, you can do so. You can send your correspondence to the Potter's House or to RYMM. It's R as in Ralph, Y as in year, M as in Murray, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. God bless you real good. Thank you so much. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Again, the floor is really yours, honestly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank and praise God for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for another Sunday morning. He's allowed us to be able to come into the house of the Lord to worship him. Hallelujah. There is nothing like worshiping Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for his goodness, his kindness, his tender mercies, his great love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And today I'd just like to just to share from my heart something that came to me. And I would like to entitle it, What's in Your Mouth? Hallelujah. There's a credit card commercial with a famous actor on it, and he's talking about the benefits and perks of this particular card. And then he said, What's in Your Hand? And and then, he said, what's in your wallet? But we're not talking about your wallet today. We're talking about what's in your mouth, okay? And the power, the people of God have so much power. And I think sometimes we forget it. We forget the power that we have in our mouth and of the spoken word of God, hallelujah, and in James 3, 5, 6, 8, 10, and 11. I'm going to read it. James 3, 5, 6, 8, 10, and 11. It says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and set up on fire the course of nature, that is set on fire of hell. Verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Verse 10, out of the same mouth proceed a blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Verse 11, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Hallelujah. Let's turn to Mark 11, 23-24. Hallelujah. And we're talking about the power that we have in our mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My mom used to say, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say nothing at all. You know how people in this life can curse you and just make you kind of upset, and you want to just you want to give them a piece of your mind. No, this is not the word of God that's sitting there. that you want to bless somebody to work out. Now, you got to count to 10. Lord, I submit all of that over to you. Hallelujah. Mark 11:23-24. For verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My next scripture is Genesis 1:3, 6, 9, 11, 14, 20, 24, 26, 29, and then 31.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about the power that we have in our mouth.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. I'm just going to read a few words from each one. And God said. And God said.
Uh-huh.
Verse 9. And it's verse 11. And God said.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14. And God said. Verse 20. And God said.
Uh-huh.
He said, let there be. And verse 20 said, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life. I'm going back up to verse 14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. I'm going back up to verse 11. It said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and earth yielding seed, and the first tree, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his time. Verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry man appear. And it was so. Verse 6. Firmament in the midst of the water. And let it divide the water from the water. Back up to verse 3. It said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Going on to verse 24. It says, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature.
Hallelujah.
After his time. Cattle and creeping things.
Hallelujah.
And beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God said, let us make man in our image.
Hallelujah.
After our likeness. Verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every earth-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me. And verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made,
mm-hmm.
and behold, it was very good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you have in your mouth?
Come on now.
Hallelujah. What are you speaking? What are you saying? This earth, this world can provoke us to say a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When we're angry, we have to watch what we say. We can't curse. We can't speak our mind. A lot of times we want to just take some things. And the enemy may want to provoke us with some things, to say some things, but we can't do it. What worlds are you making with your mouth? If you don't like your surroundings, then change your world. Really, what's coming out of your mouth? Are we speaking what we see or what we want to see? Or what we are believing for? It is easier to say what's in front of you if you versus what you want. Okay? It's easy to see because what you can see, you see it. You know it's real. I see it. So therefore, there's something you don't have to believe for. But if what you see is not what you want, don't worry about it. Speak and say out of your mouth what you want.
Hallelujah.
If you have a broken down car, don't run and kick it. Don't curse the car.
Hallelujah.
Don't talk bad about the car. Every time I get in this old ragged piece of junk, it always breaks down on me. It must have a hole in the gas tank. And I always put the gas in. And you know what? You're going to always be putting gas in.
That's right.
That old house I'm living in, that house, it's always cold. It's always hot. It's always this. It's always that. And you know what? You're going to have this little thing out of your mouth.
Uh-oh.
Gosh, I can't even find a job. Every time I get to someplace, somebody that already been there before I got there and already gave their application and the person has already been chosen for the position. And you know what? Because you keep on speaking it out of your mouth, it's gonna keep on happening.
Yes.
You know, God can create a job for you. Hallelujah. He can drop an idea in your heart. He can give you an idea. He was just an entrepreneur anyway. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to be subjected to the system of this world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God has told me he will give the word of God, that he will give you witty inventions. Hallelujah. Sit down in front of the word and meditate on the word. Ask God, Lord, what idea do you have for me? Don't you know everybody is born with gifts and talents? I believe God gave everybody a gift and a talent that will bring them an income. There's nobody on the face of the earth that God did not put a deposit in them when they were sown in their mom's womb. First of all, you came from the heart of God. He already put that in you. Then you were sown into your mom's womb. You came to this earth with gifts and talents.
Yes.
And sometimes we're moving so fast and we're so subjected to what society wants us to do. Society wants us to be to clock in the 9 to 5 and go getting up early in the morning and rushing and going to test and this and that. But don't you know it is so nice to be able not to have to do that? Hallelujah. Yes, you have to answer to somebody because if you're selling a product, you have to answer to that person whoever you get that product from.
Hallelujah.
But don't you know, God gave you the idea how to be that entrepreneur to order that product, how to get that product cheaper than what anybody else is getting. Hallelujah. God is giving you witty inventions. God is giving you an idea. And he's giving it to Carver, hallelujah, to make over 300 products, George Washington Carver, over 300 products from the peanut.
The peanut, wow.
The peanut. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're still coming up with things that we're able to make from nuts. We never had almond milk. That's from a nut, from a tree. Hallelujah. We're still coming up with items today that God is dropping in the people's spirit, and God is still giving people inventions today.
Hallelujah.
All about the people of God. What worlds are we creating?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One preacher I heard, he said, I create my own world and I walk in it.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know we can create our own world?
Hallelujah.
God can give you the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. An invention. Hallelujah. To cause you to be a multimillionaire, be a blessing to your family, the body of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cause you to have more money than what you've ever had.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you can get up when you want to, lay down when you want to, hire whoever you want. Hallelujah. Be a blessing to your family. Be able to leave a heritage to your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't like what you see, hallelujah. If you don't like what you see, then change what you're saying. Hallelujah. If you don't like what you see, then what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was told that the meaning of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
Hallelujah.
God didn't make no crazy people. God didn't make anybody crazy. So therefore, if you want a different result, start speaking something different from your mouth.
Amen.
Think about it. Are you going to speak what God says or what he says? What are you believing God for?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What are you believing God for? You want a car? Tell God the make, the model, the color, everything. God cares about what you care about.
It's nothing too hard and too impossible. It's nothing impossible with him. Tell him the color, the make. Hallelujah. If you want something on three wheels, I've even seen the scooters, I wouldn't call them an automobile. I don't know what you're calling, but these men driving around the city on these three-wheelers. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, and I know these things cost the money. If that is what you desire, then that's what you tell God you want. But if you want a Rolls Royce, you want Mercedes, you want a Benz, tell God what you want. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He is able to give you exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. So therefore, think. Ask him. But you know what? He is going to far exceed your expectations. God's going to blow your mind. One year, my older sister, someone walked up to her in church and gave her the key to the car. It's not impossible. It is not impossible for you to open up your door and a bag of money be right there on your step or in your mailbox. That happened to my God sister. An envelope of money was in her mailbox. It is not impossible. We need to put it out there. Let God know that you believe his word, that you know what he's able to do. And he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask to think. Hallelujah. You want to start small? Start small. Lord, I need some curtains for the windows. Lord, I want a new apartment. Lord, I want such and such. I'm going to tell you something. And some of y'all may have heard this testimony before. When I was in school at childcare, and I had to, we were rejoining the bulletin board. And I need some scotch tape. It sounds crazy. I needed scotch tape. And you may say, well, just go to school and buy some scotch tape. But I needed some scotch tape. And when I was going back to work that afternoon, a roll of scotch tape was rolling across Fulton Avenue. And I had to do a double take because I could not believe it. Like, is that really scotch tape rolling across the street?
Hallelujah.
Rolling across the street.
Hallelujah.
The scotch tape. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, that was God supplying my needs.
Hallelujah.
If you, whatever, how, and first of all, God is going to meet you where you are.
Hallelujah.
If you say, okay, God, I need a safety pin.
Hallelujah.
And depending on what you need that safety pin for and where you are, that can be an emergency. I'm serious.
Yeah.
The Lord, I needed a magic marker.
Hallelujah.
And I think it was the magic marker or there was some type of pen I needed. And while I was outside playing with children, the ball rolled across the yard, and right where I had to go get the ball, that was what I needed, right on the ground.
Hallelujah.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
Hallelujah.
I mean, God has blown my mind.
Hallelujah.
God will do these things for you. God knows how to, when you go to settlement for a house, God knows how to bless you with the money for the settlement.
Hallelujah.
God knows how to bless you, surprise you. Oh, my gosh. He loves you even more than
Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Yes.
He knows what you want before you even ask. The word of God says before you even ask him, he's already worked it out. He's already answered.
Jesus.
And he knows what you need. He knows what's in your heart. So therefore, go ahead and ask him. Hallelujah. He is a loving God. He is a faithful God. He's not going to say something in his word and then let you have egg on your face and not give you what he said he has.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to allow you to pray for somebody and they not get healed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the word of God says that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Today and forever. Hallelujah.
He's the same God.
Hallelujah.
He's the same
God.
I needed food on the table.
Hallelujah.
And I came to the door. The food was there on the steps. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is able. Unexpected check came in the mail.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, my goodness. God is awesome.
Hallelujah.
See, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. There's been times I was pouring the soft drink out of the glass and out of the pitcher, and it went around the table and filled up everybody's cup. God is able. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God because God says.
Hallelujah.
God says. And God says, don't you know we have the same power that God has? Hallelujah. Put him to the test. Put him to the test. Time out. Because God said it.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to, in Mark 11, 24, he said, speak to this mountain.
Hallelujah.
Speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. You don't tell him to speak to the mountain and nothing happens. Okay, oh well, I guess I shouldn't have said that. It ain't nothing happening. No!
Hallelujah.
He said, speak to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, and verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Take it literally or figuratively, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Take it literally or figuratively.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God is able. We serve a great big God.
Hallelujah.
What are you going to ask your God to do for you?
Hallelujah.
What are you going to believe for? What are you going to believe for your God to do?
Hallelujah.
He's got the power. And you know what? You got the same power in your mouth.
Hallelujah.
You got the power. Hallelujah. You got the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You got the power of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you. God bless God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor's Corner today. And Pastor Peaches kind of tickled me because, you know, I've known for giving 8 and 10, you know, 15 scriptures. Pastor Peaches was rolling with the scriptures, but that's why we share with you in advance to get your pen and your pencil and something to write on so you can keep the scriptures and you can go back and review them. But praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor's Corner on today, and we're going right into Holy Communion right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word today. Hallelujah, God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, we ask that you would bless them. We thank you, Father God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We examine ourselves right now. And Father God, we thank you for your covenant names. And the number one covenant name we really believe is, hallelujah, Jehovah Shikini. Hallelujah. That's a righteousness and a forgiveness of sin. Lord, you are our righteousness and forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone or everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Again, your word says to examine yourselves, and we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelation 1 and 5 says, we washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we take your communion worthily, because we rightly discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we eat and drink and blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life or death blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Numbers 20:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word can do what it was set up to do. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. And there's one thing you put above yourself, that's your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. Go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he broke it. And we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already. We thank you, Lord, from healing. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that your words say in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, your word says you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the Genesis system, integumentary system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for heels on the top of our heads, to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world. Right now, a tsunami of healing, a tsunami of blessings right now, all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Your word said, glory to God, in Matthew 15:26, hallelujah, in 1 John 3:1-2, hallelujah, John 1:12-13, hallelujah, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, your word said that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. These are my new promises. These are my new gifts I'm giving you. Hallelujah. And I wrote it in my blood. Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, which means the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, glory to God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, glory to God, covers our past, present, future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil. Hallelujah. Reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on it in Jesus' name against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, hallelujah, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name today, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on today. And we remember you. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And now we thank you for the family daily confession. And we speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. Hallelujah. We stand in the gap for them. We speak for them as if they
hallelujah. For some of them in our families don't have sense enough to cry out to the Almighty God to touch and believe and go to Jesus, hallelujah, to change their life forever, oh God. So we're going to do it for them right now in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl, our family, our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter, hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep us from falling, has been assessed us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power in Jesus' name. Amen. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the pastor's corner. We thank God for the Holy Communion. And now it's time for the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left. Hallelujah. Let your anointing break forth in the north, east, south, and west. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare the harvest of the Lord, the prosperity of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to you. On the seed sown today, 30, 60, and 100 fold, oh God. In Jesus' name. And say, we serve you now, notice now, we curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. And we say, get thee behind us, Satan. In fact, we evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We honor your name. We magnify your name. For you alone deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. Place is packed with people and with angels. I don't know who's, I guess there are more angels in here than our people, but that's all right. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. That the angels encamp around them that fear the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before we go into our message, I want Pastor Peaches to read the scriptures. Hallelujah. Because this,
hallelujah.
Yes, this is going to be a message that's really going to touch every last one of you listening under the sound of my voice.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
Hallelujah.
Malachi 3, verses 8 through 12.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10.
Uh-huh.
Romans 11, verse 16.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 19, verse 17.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 10, verse 10.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 11.
Hallelujah. And I need to add two more scriptures. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes, hallelujah, chapter 11, verse 1.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And there's another scripture. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It'll come later. Hallelujah. Because it just slowed up and stopped. Hallelujah. It took a pit stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Hallelujah. I need to be straightforward and honest with everyone under the sound of my voice. I have been reluctant to preach this message for quite a while. I felt a need to preach it, but I had fear about preaching it until I remembered the message that I preached. It's a couple of times now about facing your fears. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I know the first scripture is in 2 Timothy 3:16. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, before you go there, go to 2 Timothy, the second chapter and the 15th verse. Go there real quick. Let me read that.
2 Timothy 3:15?
Yes.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Often, we get sort of ashamed of our faith. Because we talk about Jesus will heal, Jesus will save, provide for every need. And number one, we're sick. And then our furniture is sitting on the outside of our house. Okay, now you can go to 2 Timothy 3:16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
One of the things that happens to us is that when we do what we feel the word of God is telling us to do, we don't do the whole thing. We don't use the whole equation. And so what happens, that's why that scripture in 2 Timothy, the second chapter of 2 Timothy, says rightly dividing, that rightfully understanding, rightfully identifying, rightfully placing the word of truth where it's supposed to be, and how it's supposed to be, and when it's supposed to be. We miss that. Why is that important that we got to study? Study doesn't mean that you wait till the test on tomorrow and you study all night, stay up all night, and then you fall asleep on the test. You don't even take the test. You don't fall asleep. The test comes because you didn't do it in advance. And then chapter 3, verse 16 says, this word of God is good. Read that again, because see, some folks don't understand this. They need to understand this. I need to take it easy. Go ahead. Read that again. 3:16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
And first, it's coming from God.
And it's
wait, hold on a second. It's coming from God. Not coming from your mind or where you think it ought to be. Not your understanding. It's coming from God. Go ahead.
And it's possible for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
To show you how to get to righteousness, I go to Matthew 6:33, says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness is right living, right thinking, right speaking, right praying. Right, doing whatever you're supposed to be doing. The manufacturer's directions are what you ought to be following. But a lot of people are following their own directions, and so you know what happens. They don't get no results, or they get slow results, or results that are not complete. Oh, your boss shouts out. You say, well, what's the message? You go ahead to the next scripture.
Malachi 3.
Okay, skip Malachi 3. Go.
20.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read that.
Acts 20:35 says, I have showed you all things,
mm-hmm.
how that though laboring, you ought to support the weak, and mm-hmm. to remember the words of the Lord Jesus,
mm.
how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
The title of today's message is, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I did not say that. I was afraid to preach this because somebody thinks that he's trying to get money. I just want to get people on track with what God said. Because a lot of people out there have been thinking or even told God, why isn't my giving worth it? Why is I'm not receiving what you said I'm supposed to receive, God? And we've thrown it at God like he is the one that's causing the disconnect. Well, you're in a bullshit, kind of a bullshit. Y'all got to pay attention because some of you are going through stuff you didn't need to go through. God did not orchestrate this stuff for you to go through. But you're going through it because you have not rightly divided the word of truth. Go ahead. Read that next scripture.
Malachi 3:8-12.
Okay. Start with 8. Go ahead.
Will a man rob God?
Mm.
Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation.
Stop right there. I need to let you know that there are four, you got to write this stuff down. There are four kinds of giving. You need to write this. There are four types of giving. Those four types of giving have a different motivation, and they have a different blessing associated with them. And you need to understand that. The four types of giving, and we're gonna deal with them one by one, but I'm going to tell you what the four are right now. There's the tithes. There's first fruits. There's alms. And a seed or offering. Seed and offering the same thing. Seed giving or offering giving, the same thing. They mean the same. Four types of giving. What is that? There's only two types of giving that has a penalty if you don't do it. He said, well, that's under the law. You need to read about Melchizedek. I don't have time to go through all that because I ain't got all day. But you need to read about Melchizedek and Abram. We know him as Abraham. And you understand what I'm saying? Before the law. Okay, hallelujah. What are them? There are five blessings that you get from tithing. Okay, continue reading.
Well, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And please me now.
Okay, hold on. Number one, your tithes go to the storehouse, where you get fed. In other words, the church. It's going to God, but the instrument, the vehicle by which it gets to God, is to the church. About 30 years ago, I had a sister talk to me saying, I had my tithes together, but one of my children needed some money, so I took part of my tithes and I gave that to her, and then I gave the other part to church. You turned your tithes into something else.
Amen.
The tithes go to the house of God.
Amen.
You turn your tithes into alms. When you get, well, anyway, we'll talk about alms later, but you turned it into something else.
Amen.
Okay. There are five blessings for dealing with tithes.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead. Read some more.
And please, me now here with, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Stop right there. That's number one. The windows of heaven are open. You, recession and depression proof your life.
Amen.
When you pay tithes.
Amen.
Everybody else is going through. They woe me, they sing them sad songs, all the gloom and despair, agony on me. But you got the windows of heaven open. He said he closed them. He opened them because you paid your tithe.
Amen.
Depression and recession proof your life. Because that's one. Go ahead, read another one.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Okay, number two. He will rebuke the devourer. You know the devourer. Your washing machine breaks down, car breaks down, this bill that you didn't know you had, all of a sudden they say you got to pay this and that. That's devouring your resources. But he will rebuke. He will stop. He will curse. He will block. He will otherwise destroy the devourer and his works against you. That's number two. Windows of heaven are open. You're going to reach the devourer. Go ahead.
And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground.
The fruit of your ground. Now he said, what's that? Anything you got on top of the ground.
Hallelujah.
Your car, your boat is on top. Hallelujah. Hopefully it's not under the water. But it's on top. Hallelujah. Stuff that you have. Your shed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blessings that God has already given you that's on top of the ground. Your house. Hallelujah. That's number three. Go ahead. Number four.
And you shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field.
Okay. There won't be any premature stuff happening. Whether it's birth. I remember many years ago, sister had three miscarriages. And I told her, go to the word of God. Because she's already paying attention. I said, but see, the enemy is doing something here. And read the scripture. Keep reading the scripture. About, read that last part.
He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field.
You, talk about you. And you know what? She kept raising that. And now I think she got, what, two or three children now?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Mr. Ashley stopped. Glory to God. That's number four. Number five. I keep reading.
Okay. And all nations shall call you blessed,
mm-hmm.
for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts.
That means that you're going to be fruitful, blessed. People are going to be envious of you because of the blessings that come your way. Five blessings for paying tithes. People say, well, you know, I'm receiving, I'm going to fix the income, or I don't make that much. You better think about what you glory to God. I'd rather have 90% blessed by God than 100% cursed. Come on now. You better think that. You ever talking about God's number one in my life. You better get it together. That's Malachi. That's tithing. It's important. You want to, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to leave that alone. I think I've done dealt with that.
Hallelujah.
The next one is First Fruits. And some folks say, praise truth, just praise truth. I think go to Proverbs, what's that? The Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because some folks think that praise truth and tithes are the same thing. They're not.
Amen.
They are not the same. They are not the same. Let me say that one more time. They are not the same. Okay, praise truth. Read that.
Proverbs 3,
9, 10. Says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase.
All right.
So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
First fruit is on your increase. Say you're working, and you get a raise on your job, a $50 raise on your job per paycheck. That $50 is first fruit. And you just need to give it one time. That's first fruit. That's it. One time. The first fruit. You say, well, I want a fixed income. You get a COLA increase. You know, the cost of living adjustment. And say it's $30. Well, on top of your tithes, you give that $30. Or on top of your tithes for that person that's working, you got a $50 increase in your pay per pay. That first $50 increase, add that to your tithes. That's your first fruit. You only do it one time. You don't keep doing it. God is just opening up the door. So it's just like, you know, in those days you used to have the pumps outside. You had to pour water in it in order to get the water to keep pumping. So it keep coming out. So that's what it's pump priming your blessing. So what do you get by dealing with first fruit? You get two things. Number one, you never run out of food. Your children, you and your children have clothes to wear. Glory to God. First fruit. You're going to have gasoline in your car. Glory to God. Look, your resources, your home, you're going to have everything you need for your home. That's first fruits. Hallelujah. You got another scripture there?
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, well, that's the Old Testament. Give me that other scripture.
Romans 11:16.
Go ahead and read that.
Yes.
For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches.
When you give your first fruit, everything comes that down the road dealing with that increase is going to be blessed. You want blessings flowing in your house. You want blessings flowing in your finances. First fruit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's first fruit. Okay, this is two things. Okay, tithes and first fruit. The next one is alms. And see, this is where folks mess up something. Let me just do what we call a caveat. I'm going to talk about the only giving that will get you 30, 60, 100-fold return. And that's not alms. That's not tithes. That's not first fruits. I'll talk about that later. But we're talking about alms right now. That sister that took part of a tithe and gave it to someone who needed, turned her giving into alms. And the Bible said, alms. In fact, where's that scripture about alms?
Proverbs 19:17.
Yes, go ahead, read that.
Proverbs 19:17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again.
All right. In other words, you just get dollar for dollar. You don't get no 30, 60, 100-fold return on that. You get dollar for dollar. Go to Ecclesiastes 11:1. Because folks need to understand this. Now, this almsgiving,
Glory to God.
Ecclesiastes 11:1.
Yes, sir.
Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days.
Bread on the water, giving bread, that's almsgiving. Ain't get no extra, ain't no increase, ain't no interest or dividends on that. You get dollar for dollar. Almsgiving. All right. And there's another scripture, too. What's the next scripture?
John 10:10.
No. Okay, there is a scripture. I think.
That was 19:17.
No. It is, it's dealing with, I think it's Matthew's. Yeah, Matthew's, I think it's 6:1. It is Matthew 6:1. If you can go there real quick. And here's the important thing about almsgiving.
Matthew 6:1, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye had no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 3:2.
Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of them,
the glory of men. Verily, I say unto
you,
they have their reward.
See, the reward for giving alms is getting whatever you gave back. But if you go about shouting on the rooftop, telling them, look what I did, look what I did. So I said, well, you know, took the reward. You know, negated me giving you back. Oh, Lord, you have your reward. Keep it. See, I'm not going to show no pictures of a little baby with bloated stomachs and stuff like that to get you to deal with sympathy and whatever. I'm just going to... I'm just going to go about in secret, blessing somebody homeless, want me to give them arms, give them something to eat or whatever. I'll do that and move along. By the way, let me share this real quick. The motivation for tithing is obedience.
Amen.
The motivation for first fruits is generosity, or putting God first, letting him know that he's first in your life. Not money, not any other thing. He's first. The motivation for almsgiving is compassion and sympathy. And again, done in secret. Hallelujah. The last glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, what you get, I said that. What you get from almsgiving is what you gave out, that's what you're going to get back. My goodness. The next and last kind of giving is called seed or offering. And, of course, there is a penalty if you don't do that. But God says, what's in your heart? I mean, it's only in your heart is giving 5 cents. That's right. It comes from your heart. That's what you're giving. But you got to remember what 2 Corinthians 9:6-11 talks about. You know, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. And if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly.
Amen.
If you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully.
Hallelujah.
Sowing and offering, the motivation is faith and reward. The motivation is faith and reward. Don't focus it. You give to God, but don't expect anything in return. That's against the word of God. That's an antichrist statement. He said, expect a return. Believe. Give. Okay, the scripture. Go ahead. Read that scripture.
2 Corinthians 9:6. As I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as he purchases in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a tear forgiver, and God is able to make all grace abound unto you, toward you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work.
Stop there. Key here. The seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
Your seeds on your counter at home ain't gonna grow nothing. That's not good English, but I've got to tell it like it is. T-I-S. It's important for you to sow your seed. Give your offering. Because if you don't, Malachi 3:9, you're cursed with a curse. I did not write that. And I came too late to change it. That's the word of God. But if you sow your seed, if you give your offering, what's going to happen to you is 30, 60, and 100-fold, because you're going to get on good ground. That's what you're looking for. And you can find good ground. You go to Matthew chapter 7, and somewhere down there, maybe 12 or 13, somewhere down there, it talks about you're going to know them by the fruit. So don't say, I can't find good ground. You know them by that fruit. And if the fruit is good fruit, and they're doing a lot of mighty good work for the Lord, you know that's good ground. Get the stepping. Start sowing. Glory to God. I got to do part two of this on Wednesday. Four types of giving. Get it right so you can have more than enough.
Amen.
John 10:10 says, the thief cometh but for the steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to tell you something. If you're not having a more abundant life, there's something going on that's wrong. It ain't on God's side. I got to tell it like it is. It may hurt you. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can also meet me at 1220 West Lexington Street after this broadcast. God, I did it again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help me, somebody. But it's time for you to get the truth, because knowing the truth, see, the truth ain't going to set you free if you don't know it. But knowing the truth, that is when truth is going to set you free. And somebody needs to be set free today. Somebody has been going through stuff that they didn't need to go through. Somebody's been having losses and failures and all kinds of stuff, and they didn't need to go through that. Jesus, hallelujah. My people, hallelujah, parents, because of the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:2, you've got to know the truth. I thank God. Part two on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Check it out, because God's still going to talk to you and free you up. Because you ought to be, every last one of us ought to be riding around in whatever vehicle we want to ride in. Every one of us ought to be in the house that God said we wanted to have, that we spoke it. God, Jesus said, I came that you have to have it more abundantly. More abundant life means super abundantly above. Means that everything running over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keeps up and running over. Hallelujah. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Psalms 19:14. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to send us a communication, please address it to RYMM PO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast is over, the phone number is 410-444-5152. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
for joining us today. I want you to know that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I want you to say the same thing about him.
God's been good to me
in your life. He's been good to you. If you hear my voice, he's already been good to you.
And the downtown.
You've been listening to the Sunday International Victory Service of the Protestant Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Thank you so much. God bless you. If you'd like to call me, if you'd like to talk to me personally,
Hallelujah.